views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Julie Show, all things connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in as we explore our interconnected lives. Every Tuesday here on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine adopting simple principles that have helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide. Imagine the concepts of truth, acceptance, and gratitude transforming relationships, marriages, parenting, high-performance work teams, communities, and even international relations. And imagine that these simple principles can be immediately applied to your life right now and affect amazing results. And speaking of what's working, if that's not enough, imagine making a living by making a difference. Seriously, imagine revolutionary strategies that transform stress and struggle into freedom and joy with relationships, wellness, and finances. Our amazing guest today is going to show us how. I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment and attune to the beautiful frequency of revolutionary agreements. I am honored and pleased to introduce to you today my guest. Marion Head is a social entrepreneur and award-winning author of Revolutionary Agreements, 12 Ways to Transform Stress and Struggle into Freedom and Joy. In addition to her cutting-edge work in corporations and higher education, Marion served as Worldwide Communications Coordinator for the Harmonic Convergence, Program Coordinator for the Soviet American Citizens Summit, and co-facilitator for the first Global Forums of Spiritual and Parliamentary Leaders. Applying what she's learned in building her own multi-million dollar business, she now mentors social entrepreneurs on how to make a living by making a difference. I would like to welcome Marion. Hello.
Hello and aloha.
Aloha. It is 9 a.m. in the morning where Marion is on the island of Hawaii. Or which island are you on?
I'm on Kauai with a K.
Kauai. Oh, I am so jealous. Hey, Marion, one of the traditions on our show before we get started in all the amazing journeys we're going to take here, I like to begin with a shared vision that we're all a part of one living, breathing organism, one interconnected system, one consciousness, one creation. I could go on and on and on about all things connected. And you are passionately connected in so many different ways to this way of seeing the world. Can you share with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Well, I happen to be looking at the ocean as you said that. And you know, the water, the air, I'm looking at the trees, I'm thinking of the oxygen and the CO2, everything we breathe, every moment we are connected because we're all energy in such diversity, in such beautiful diversity of forms that we're here to support each other's expression of this one. It's a magnificent experience that I'm so grateful to to have and to share with you today.
Thank you for that. Supporting each other's expression of the one is a phenomenal way to put that. Thank you so much for that. You know, you have a lifetime of amazing work and, you know, so many things that we could talk about, but let's turn to one of the most significant things is, in my opinion, the foundation for a lot of projects and things that you're doing is the Revolutionary Agreements. You wrote the book. It came from the Geneva Group. I'd really like to hear more about where did the Revolutionary Agreements come from? And I do have to say, thank you so much for saying that you've stewarded them in, because it is a significant way, a shift in our consciousness, but a significant way to talk about these Revolutionary Agreements, because they do want to be born and they're born through you. So help us understand, where did the Revolutionary Agreements come from?
A long time ago, 1985, my husband and I gathered a group of business friends who were also of the same spiritual ilk, you know, understanding at the best we could that we are all connected. We invited them to our home, and my husband was at the time the president of something called the Win-Win Business Forum, which met every week and had wonderful speakers, and it was really like consciousness in business and living our highest values in business. So we gathered some of these folks together and some of our business clients, and with the question of how could we really support each other. So this is a theme in my life I'm hearing now, Julie, we're talking about supporting each other. How can we support each other in living those highest values in all aspects in our lives, and especially in the workplace where so many of us spend so much of our time? And at that very first gathering, we began to develop a set of agreements that became known as the Geneva Group Agreements, because the group became the Geneva Group, and informally met every month for the next 20 years. We couldn't have foreseen this, just like I really can't have foreseen any of those wonderful experiences that you read as part of my intro. I could not have foreseen them the day before they showed up for me. So part of my life and our lives is being aware, and being aware of the opportunities in front of us, and how to, for me, it's how to be of service to humanity. That is my purpose here. So we created or developed these agreements, and every month we would read the agreements aloud at the beginning of each of our gatherings, and we would share how they were impacting our lives, what they were doing in our businesses with our employees and our clients, what they were doing at home with our family. And so as we evolved over those 20 years, the agreements evolved. The Revolutionary Agreements are my version of the essence of those Geneva Group Agreements, which have now spread all over the world, have been translated into, I think, 11 languages, and are being used across a broad spectrum of venues, from corporations to New Thought churches. So it's out there. And thank you, Julie, for saying about the stewardship, because I am only a steward of these agreements. There are many, and anybody who chooses to be one can just claim it, because it belongs to all of us. I don't have a licensing program for the facilitators who facilitate programs. I don't charge anything when people do programs around the Revolutionary Agreements or incorporate them into their therapies or counseling. They belong to everyone. And the more people who steward them, the more we can truly create the revolution I'd like to see on Earth, which is to be thinking in a positive way. We have a lot of negativity in the world. These Revolutionary Agreements promote positivity.
That is so true. You know, I was first introduced with the Geneva Group and your revolutionary agreements through Catherine Roski and Carolyn Anderson when they wrote the Co-Creators Handbook, and they talk about the Co-Creators Agreement. And I just remember what a generous model it was when they said, oh, use it freely. Just take them, make them your own. And what an incredible concept and gift to the world that so many different sectors of our world are picking them up and using them. Now, we just have about 2 minutes before our first break, and I really want to get into the agreements right after the break. But one of the other things that you talk about, I like how you break them, the 12 agreements, into three concepts or three categories. But you also talk about how they all boil down to one thing. In 2 minutes or less, can you share with our listeners what that one thing is?
Absolutely. So there are three what I call pillars of a good life. Those are what you mentioned earlier, truth, acceptance, and gratitude. And there's four agreements in each of those areas. But what I noticed is that when we practice any one of the agreements, it leads ultimately to all of the rest. And that's because they all lead to one agreement, which isn't a stated agreement, but it's the context for everything, which is, I agree to be myself, with a capital S, so that we are acknowledging the divine in all of us. So I agree to be myself, with a capital S.
Thank you so much. We are going to talk so much more about this and really how to align with that divine that's within us to really make an effect in the world. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. Stay with us, more with Marion Head.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Marion Head, and we are just beginning our conversation about revolutionary agreements. But before we continue, Marion, I would love for our listeners to know how to contact you. Do you want to give our listeners your contact information and your website?
Sure. My website is revolutionarychoices.com. And there's a contact page there, very easy to contact me there. And if you go there, you also can, if you'd like, download a free, beautiful art poster of these agreements that we'll be talking about. So enjoy it, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Oh, great. Thank you. You know, the poster is really nice, and that reminds me, I should just put that right above my desk right here because I love the contents in the Revolutionary Agreements. So we're going to talk about that in a second. I just want to give a shout out. We have so many friends tuned in today. Hi, Bob and Noel. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Linda. I could go on and on. Facebook is rocking right now with fans of yours, Marianne. So thank you for that.
And of yours, Dr. Julie.
Yeah, you're welcome. So the agreements, I love how you put it into context that they all really kind of discern down into be myself, and self meaning really that divine essence of who we really are. And so how does that translate into an expression that goes into those three categories, truth, acceptance, and gratitude?
Well, which, by the way, the first letters of are T-A-G. So a lot of times I like to say, let's just play tag, a new kind of tag, truth, acceptance, and gratitude. So truth is being the truth of who we are. It's being our authentic selves. Acceptance is accepting others for who they are in the moment. And gratitude is, you know, well, we know what gratitude is. It's that feeling of appreciation that goes out, you know, starts maybe in our heart, but goes out to the whole world and expressing that gratitude. So the truth, you know, it seems so simple to say being the truth of who we are. It's like, well, who else would I be? But I don't know about you, Dr. Julie, but for me, I spent a lot of my younger years trying to be what my mother wanted me to be, and especially what she thought other people wanted me to be. And then I continued that on for many of my early adult years, trying to be what I thought other people wanted me to be. It took quite a lot of years, really, until I moved to Boulder from Washington, D.C., and there's a statement in itself, for me to discover myself with that capital S. So that's being the authentic self. Do you want me to share what the agreements are in each of those pillars?
Yeah, that would be great. You have them broken down into such bite-sized pieces that people can comprehend. And then I just really want to encourage everybody to get the book. You have amazing stories, and you really embellish all of them and expand on it. But let's talk about what are the agreements that are in the truth category.
All right, very good. So in truth, I agree to live my mission, speak my truth with compassion, look within when I react, and keep doing what works and change what doesn't.
Mm. See how simple those are? And really, really simple when you look at them. And yet, sometimes, like you said, we get caught up in other people's expectations. I find that when we're in that place of separation and fear, like the ego place, it's hard to really tune into these. But when we do look at that divine essence that's within us, it's easy to say, oh, I have to live my truth and speak my truth with compassion and what have you. Which one of these do you think has really, what do I want to say, surprises audiences, challenges groups? When you're teaching these, does any one of them jump out as maybe, I don't want to say more important because they're all important, but do you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, they actually each have their, let's call it their edge. You know, if we're thinking about being edgy. They each have a lot of stimulus for growth, let's say. But the one that was the most challenging for me personally, and now has the most to do with the subtitle of the book, which is 12 Ways to Transform Stress and Struggle into Freedom and Joy, that one is Look Within When I React.
Mm. And talk more about that. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's more than just, oh, what's this about? You know, just asking yourself, what's this about? That is actually, what that's about is that when we have a, say, a disproportionate reaction to another's behavior, that my discovery is that it has to do with something in me that is being reflected by this other person that is unresolved. I haven't resolved it yet. I have some issue with it. And I'll give you an example. Probably the biggest example that I've ever had, and I've had many, but the biggest one was when my mother-in-law was visiting one time. And one night she just said so many mean and really manipulative things. It just drove me crazy. And I'm usually a fairly joyful person, but I was, I don't, one time in my life with my brother when I was young, I used the word hate. I can remember it because it was so off for me. That's just a word that I don't use, but it's how I felt about her that night. And I even called Dial a Prayer. I mean, I just looked for help everywhere. I didn't know what it was. It's like, help, help, help. What to do? How can I get out of town? I can't stay here with her one more minute. And one of my friends, who happened to be a therapist, thank you very much, Dr. Julie, said to me, if you are willing to take a look at yourself, I can help you to get over this. And it's like, a look at me? What do I have to do with this? So I said, well, sure, because I needed to get over it. And she said, well, you're saying that she's mean and manipulative. Is there any part of you that's mean and manipulative? And I said, well, no, I'm a nice person. She said, okay, well, I want you to really, like, really think about this. Go back in time. Is there ever a time that you were ever manipulative? Well, it didn't take me long to remember when I was in my 20s managing a group, co-managing a group of 40 people who were older than I was. And I didn't know how to do that. So I knew a lot about manipulation because my mother was a master manipulator. So, yeah, I did use some manipulation to get people to do things the way I wanted them to and so on. And how did I feel about that, she asked me? Not good. Not good. It sort of gives me an ache in my lower back when I think about it. So she said, so there, that might be something that you're not feeling good about yourself. And so when you see it in someone else, in this case it's your mother-in-law showing up, it triggers that part of you that you have an issue with. But it's not about her. It's about you. And then she asked me the same thing about being mean, and all I had to do was think about me and my mother for a little while and go, oh, yeah, well, I'm not always sugar and spiced mom. So, yeah, and how do I feel? Not so good. It would be nice if I could be more like, Gandhi with my mother. So here's what happened, Julie. The next day, that cord that was tugging between me and my mother-in-law that was like pulling at me, it vanished. Totally. The emotions vanished. She was fine. It wasn't about her, and it wasn't intellectual. It was really, like, it was about me, and my therapist friend said, and you don't even have to do anything about it. Just recognize that it's about you, not about her. So with this new experience, totally physical, psychological, emotional experience that I had, I've been able to apply it at other times when I get triggered. And wow, we can just move on so much more quickly and not stay in the drama of this disproportionate reaction that we're having to somebody else's behavior when it really, for me, 100% of the time has to do with me.
Mm. That is a wonderful example. I really appreciate that. I just imagine a group of people meeting for 20 years adopting that same agreement. You know, I agree to look within when I react. It's so powerful.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, Julie, because there are business consultants out there who are stewards of these agreements, and they take them into corporations, into teams, and they use them to launch team-building exercises where the team creates their own sets of agreements, so which is the best. And it's what you said earlier about the co-creators' agreements, like take them, use them, change them, adapt them, adopt them, make them your own. And it will serve as such an important foundation. It's like being overt about our values in our teams and or in our families, because we have people who have family agreements and we have our own family agreement. So, yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, I'm going to repeat those. I agree to live my mission. I agree to speak my truth with compassion. I agree to look within when I react. And I agree to keep doing what works and change what doesn't. That's a brilliant one as well. Will you mind, we have a couple minutes before break, introduce the agreements under acceptance.
Okay. So the four agreements in acceptance are, I agree to listen with my heart. respect our differences, resolve conflicts directly, and honor our choices.
Mm. I think of the resolve conflicts directly is another really important one. Just thinking about our culture changing. And as we do that evolution of how we're in group and community together, these are so important. We do need to take that break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. When we come back, more on these revolutionary agreements.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello. This is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. And we are talking with Marion Head about the revolutionary agreements. Marilyn, we just talked about acceptance with the listen to my heart, respect our differences, resolve conflicts directly, honor our choices. All of those are really, really important. But the resolve conflicts directly really sticks out at me as something to introduce to our listeners. Do you want to speak more about resolve conflicts directly?
Well, I love that you saw that one first, Julie, when you read them, because it is so intimately connected with look within when I react. In many ways, so first, conflicts can melt away before they're even addressed simply by looking in. When I react. I mean, I didn't need to say anything to my mother-in-law, for instance, because it wasn't about her. So that is such an important agreement to keep with myself. And just as an aside, these are agreements with ourselves. They can be agreements among a team that chooses them to be. But often I get asked, well, what do you do if other people aren't living by these agreements? Well, we are revolutionaries. We live by these agreements. And when we live by these agreements, it makes all the difference. So, excuse me for the pause. I just see I live in this gorgeous environment in Kauai, and the landscaper just took out his weed whacker. So I'm going, We may hear a little tropical noise going on here. So acceptance, resolve conflicts directly. Okay, this is the most important one in the workplace that I've discovered. It's, and people want it. I mean, we know how rumors can spread in the workplace. And when somebody starts a rumor, it can just topple the productivity of the group. In fact, I'd like to just read a little something of my own experience from this from my book, if I may. May I do that, Julie?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay. So I heard once through the grapevine that Jack, a friend and member of my marketing organization, had begun working for a different and competing company. My first angry impulse was to call the key people in our organization up and down the line and tell every one of Jack's traitorous acts. In my shocked disbelief, my mind scrambled to come up with a plan for researching the competing company so we could map out a defensive strategy for keeping Jack's people from leaving our company and joining the new one with which he had so black-heartedly aligned himself. Luckily for all involved, the essence of this agreement kicked in before I took any action. Instead, I sent Jack an email, and I wrote, "I just heard that you were leading a training call for another marketing company. Can you enlighten me?" He wrote back, "I have been hired by this company to teach their associates my cold calling techniques. I'm getting paid to do this. However, other than the teaching that I've been hired to do, I'm pursuing no other income from this new company. My allegiance always has been and always will be with the company we both love." It took only minutes to go to the source and resolve this issue to my complete satisfaction. How long would it have taken me to clean up the damage I could have caused had I passed on the rumor that Jack had abandoned ship? So, Julie, this is so prevalent in our workplaces, in our lives, really, where we just jump to, oh, did you hear what this person's doing or that person's doing? Where we could just go to that person if we have an issue with it, to go to that person and get it resolved. I was the one who always wound up going to the corner office and saying, "Gee, I just heard a rumor that dot 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 dot," and then it would be, "Oh, you know what they're talking about? They're talking about the XYZ. Ah, that's funny that other rumor's being." And you know, then it's over. It's over. Instead of the stress, the struggle, the drama, the lack of productivity, the hard feelings, the relationships that have to be rebuilt, it's peace. We have peace to go directly. And yet, this is one of the hardest things people find to do, to go directly to the person with whom they have an issue. So,
and yet,
I had a friend.
That is critical.
Yeah, it's very critical. I have a friend. When our children were younger, we used to carpool them to school together. And occasionally, I would ask her if it's okay if my son stayed at her house a little longer so I could finish up whatever I was doing and then pick him up. And one day, I was walking with a mutual friend of ours who said that this woman was upset because she felt like I was using her to, you know, be an after-school place for my son. Well, I was so shocked because we were friends. So why didn't she just say, no, it doesn't work for me to have Michael over after school. Or say, you know, this doesn't feel good anymore. But no, she talked to another friend and said, oh, I think Marion's using me. And the reason my other friend told me is she lives by these agreements. And she encouraged this mutual friend of ours to speak directly to me, but she didn't. And so she felt that I could handle it. And I did. And I called her and I said, I'd like to get together. And I was nervous. I was nervous about it, too, because I didn't want to lose our friendship. I was upset that she had talked to somebody else about something she should have come to me for. But when we got together, it expanded our relationship because I got to learn by listening with my heart. I got to learn that she was brought up, told always say yes when being asked for a favor. Wow. It's just part of her, who she is. So I got to share with her that I would rather have somebody tell me the truth than be polite, which, you know, that's a lot of people are brought up to be polite, and so they tell little white lies. And to me, that erodes our trust with each other. So we had a very expansive conversation that really grew our relationship. And I find it much easier to go directly, which means both right to the person. It also means directly as soon as possible to someone with whom I have an issue. Because you know what, Julie? 90% of the time, it's not really a big deal. The big deal happens between the time that we feel the problem and the time we resolve the problem.
Yeah.
That's where the big deal is. It's not in the resolution.
Yeah. Wow. That's a great example. Thank you. You know, I'd love to get to the gratitude agreements before break, if we could.
Sure.
Tell us about the gratitude.
So the four, and I have something to say also about the way that these agreements or self-organized. You said you broke them into three areas: truth, acceptance, gratitude. I did not do that. They totally self-organized. There were 16 Geneva Group agreements. When I looked at them to draw out the essence of each of those agreements, which were much longer, they just settled into these three areas. So just wanted to share that. And then in gratitude, I agree to give and receive thanks, to see the best in myself and others, to look for blessings in disguise. And my last one is one of my favorite ones. I agree to lighten up. That's always fun to read when we're in a group and we start a gathering and we read these agreements aloud. It's always nice to end with, I agree to lighten up, because some of these can be kind of heavy, as I've been sharing with you. They're heavy in that it takes practice, but it lightens our life not to be hanging out in the stress, in the struggle, in the drama, but instead to free ourselves from the burdens that we carry around. Acceptance is the antonym for non-judgment, or for judgment, excuse me. So a lot of us talk about non-judgment. We use the negative words to say, let's not judge. But what is that? Well, that's acceptance. It's not agreement. That's a different word. You don't have to agree with somebody to accept that they are one of us, one of this race of humans, and to honor them for being here as part of us.
So I love how they did emerge into these. You didn't break them down into those three categories, but
no.
They did emerge with this resonance of truth, acceptance, and gratitude. The other thing that I really appreciate about the revolutionary agreements is that I've watched groups and organizations pick them up in this simple form and then literally create the agreements in a real concrete and specific way that breaks them down to the how-to. How do we honor our choices, A, B, C, D? How do we look for the blessings in disguise? How do we resolve conflict? And we have steps. We have real concrete and specific ways to implement them in relationship.
Yes, and it's people like you, Dr. Julie, who have the skills, the talents, the gifts, the experience to bring to create a depth in these agreements. So that's why they're used so universally. People have access to the tools that they can share with others to really learn how to practice these to the fullest. And I don't even know what that means, to practice it to the fullest, because I'm still learning them too.
You know, the other beauty about them is they're so universal.
Yes.
Because they can be taken into a secular environment. They can be taken into a spiritual environment. They can be taken into a public institution or a private place. They're just universal.
Thank you. And one of the, you know, I say thank you as though they're mine. It makes me laugh. It's like, I thank you for the universe, for all of the stewards of these agreements. And when this book was published, I made a conscious choice to send it out into the world to find its way instead of controlling what happened to it. And it's so exciting what has transpired because of that. Shall I wait till after the break, or do I have time to share it now?
You know, let's keep everybody on the edge of their seats, because I know a lot of things have happened as a result of this book. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show. Stay with us for the secrets of the revolutionary agreements when we come back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
We're back, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a delightful day talking to Marion Head here. And before we get back into that conversation, I want to just remind you of Marion's website, which is www.revolutionarychoices.com. And you can visit our website at thedrjulieshow.com. Find out our future guests, and all the archives are there. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So right before the break, we were talking about these agreements and some of the effects they've had in your life and work in the world. And I would love to hear what we kept our listeners on the edge of the seat about.
Well, when the book was published, I had a decision to make. Was I going to become the hub of a wheel with all these spokes that created programs on the revolutionary agreements and facilitator trainings and just really controlled, if you will, the outreach? Or, and this makes me smile, what I saw when I, in my mind, went, or I saw this enormous pile of multicolored confetti, and I wanted to get inside that pile and just throw it up in the air and let the wind pick it up and take it wherever it took it, and wherever these little, pretty little pieces of confetti fell, somebody would be inspired to become a steward. And I liked that. You know, I really send it out on the wind. And so I began this mantra daily that's and the reason I want to share this partly is because what we focus on is what we get. And it has to do with also the theme of what you shared with your listeners today about making a living, making a difference. What we focus on is what we get. If we're focusing on making a difference, we will make a difference no matter what we're doing. So my mantra was, revolutionary agreements are spreading like wildflowers across the land and across the sea, as readers are sharing them with hundreds and thousands of others by doing what they love to do: writing, speaking, counseling, ministering, dancing, singing. And as I said that, I saw people doing all of these things. And that is what is happening. So when you mentioned, this is what triggered it, Julie, when you mentioned about the spiritual, that it can be taken into corporations, it can be taken spiritual, it reminded me that a minister of a UCC church, a First Congregational Church, took the agreements into her women's spirituality group for 12 weeks, shared it with them, and matched scripture to each of the agreements. So she brought a spiritual element that's not in my book. And then she did a sermon for her whole congregation on each of the agreements, 12 different sermons. And then she wrote a book, and it's beautiful, and it's called Living Grace, Spiritual Growth in the Everyday World. It has beautiful endorsements. It's got her own original artwork on the cover, and it's the agreements with the scripture on the left page, the agreement on the right, her stories, and then beautiful reflections, four reflections on each agreement. And that has taken me deeper into the agreements than I've ever been. So I love it. We're in the gratitude section. I am so grateful for people like her who I'm supposed to connect with. And that makes me want to share something about something that's happening this summer. June 5th through 8th, in Loveland, Colorado, at the Sunrise Ranch, we're having a co-creators convergence. And I know about this because you're one of the facilitators. And my husband and I are going to get to share experiences around the agreements with an experiential time with the participants. So I'm so looking forward to that, because all of the people who are going to be there, whether they know it or not, they're already stewards of the agreements, because people who are attracted to something called a co-creator's convergence are already acting in this way. We already are revolutionaries. We don't buy into the current negative system. We're creating something new, and that's what revolutionary means. And revolutionary has in it, the biggest word in revolutionary is evolutionary. So it's taking us peacefully into the future, but by acting in this way, by behaving with these agreements as a code, or your own agreements as a code, it truly can revolutionize the world. I believe that. That's why I took my time and energy to write this book and send it out into the world.
Wow. You know, I had this vision of your spreading like wildflowers, and your example of the minister that took them and deepened, she literally taught you by stewarding what you taught her. And that is so generative. And that's what we like to talk about as our evolutionary, revolutionary co-creators in the world, is really how do we create generative practices that bring things alive. And that is a perfect example.
Good. I'm glad. And then, Julie, I know, too, that you shared in the announcement about this, about making a living, making a difference, and it's a big part of our website at revolutionarychoices.com. So is it appropriate to say a few words about that?
Oh, please do, because the model that you have is so generative as well, and I love generative agreements. So, yeah, please share a little bit more.
Well, I gave it some thought, because what I'm doing is clearly making a living by making a difference, because we're involved in something called social entrepreneurship, which I'll describe further. But as I gave it more and more thought, I realized that everybody, everywhere, regardless of how they're making a living, can make a difference by living these agreements. It will make a difference in people's lives. It will make a difference in the productivity of the company, the organization you're with, and therefore in their mission. So I don't want to say that in order to make a living making a difference, you have to be a social entrepreneur, but it is kind of a direct route. And here's what a social entrepreneur is. I mean, an entrepreneur is somebody who identifies a need and fills it in a way that makes a profit. That's a business entrepreneur. Social entrepreneurs focus their business on creating solutions to society's problems, to global problems. And they often partner with nonprofits to do so. So a really simple example is Tom's Shoes. Are you familiar with Tom's Shoes, Julie?
Yes, love it.
Yeah, so this man, Blake, his name's not Tom, actually, he was in South America at the time, and there was this big shoe drive, and he asked what it was about, and apparently the children there who couldn't afford shoes were not allowed to go to school because they could pick up diseases on their feet, and so they weren't allowed in the school, so they weren't getting an education. It was bigger than not having shoes. And he started, as an entrepreneur, Tom's Shoes, from the beginning, donating a pair of shoes every time a pair of shoes is sold. And it's all over now in a lot of shoe stores and other stores. So that's a social entrepreneurship, addressing a societal problem with a business. So it's marketplace driven. It's more sustainable than a nonprofit having to go out and collect money, which then gets spent, and then they have to go out and collect money, which gets spent, et cetera, et cetera. It's rooted in the marketplace. So my husband and I, very fortunately, we've had a wellness business for 18 years. The nutritional supplier to our wellness business a couple of years ago shifted to a social entrepreneurship model with a huge mission they call M5M, Mission 5 Million. And they are now donating nutrition that's made from real food to children who are malnourished all over the world, one child for every customer who purchases products on a monthly basis. Every month feeds that child. So we were already really actually retired from that business. But I said to my husband, oh my gosh, I can do this. I can help people with their own health. Okay, that's making a difference. That's why I always have loved my work. I can help people with their own health. And now when they purchase a product through our wellness club, they're feeding a child in need also with real food. And this is an answer to a big problem that Doctors Without Borders had brought to the industry, saying, hey, we're sending food, but it's not nutritious. The kids still aren't doing well. So anyway, I'm just so grateful to be able to do this. And I can teach other people how to do this as well, and they can make a living making a difference because we get paid to do this. I mean, it's just seems outrageous.
It is. It's like those wildflowers again, spreading like wildflowers, a generative project.
And I
thank you for sharing that example, Marion. And thank you so much. I wish we had more time. I loved our conversation today.
Julie, there's a little YouTube video I made, 2 minutes, about this, if people are interested in checking it out.
Right on the website. RevolutionaryChoices.com. Thank you, Marilyn. I hope we can do this again real soon. Everyone out there, listeners, tune in 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, every Tuesday, and make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Bye for now.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, Shifted, and Powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Yeah.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.